News time on KCIM here for this Monday. Let's get our first outlook on that with Nathan Combs.
Thank you very much, John, and good morning, everyone. The Carroll County Board of Supervisors is scheduled to host the public hearing on the county's fiscal year 2025 budget at their meeting coming up this morning. The hearing, scheduled to begin at 9:30 a.m. at the Swan Lake Conservation Education Center, allows the public to provide feedback on the county's proposed budget, which includes an urban rate of 4.60948 per $1,000 of taxable assessed valuation and a rural tax rate of 7.86428. Following that public hearing, the board will consider final approval of the FY25 budget, as well as a resolution setting elected officials' salaries. The supervisors will also consider an update to an existing 28E agreement with Crawford County for shared environmental health services between the two counties. Other items on Monday's Carroll County Board of Supervisors meeting includes secondary roads reports, end-of-year interfund transfers, an FY24 budget amendment, and committee reports. And again, the county's fiscal year runs from July 1 to June 30th of the calendar year, so offset by 6 months from the regular calendar. The April 22nd meeting begins at 9 a.m., and the public is invited to attend. You can find a link to the agenda included with this story on our website, and the supervisors have once again begun streaming to the county's YouTube page, but it's hit and miss. It's not guaranteed like it was when they're out of the courthouse. So you can check that out as well if you'd like to attend remotely. Just search for Carroll County Board of Supervisors on YouTube. Looking elsewhere, the Carroll City Council convenes tonight for its next meeting, and they'll proceed with the regulatory steps necessary for the community's newest housing subdivision near the Carroll Municipal Golf Course, that subdivision known as Golf View. According to City Manager Aaron Quaker, this involves vacating a right-of-way agreement with Carroll County on Northwest Street, as well as rezoning the area from agricultural A1 to low-density residential, or R3. Quaker says the council has a public hearing on the rezoning scheduled for tonight, which will include input from the Planning and Zoning Commission. During the PNZ's April 10th meeting, a motion to approve the zoning change failed on a 2-6 vote. Quaker says the council has the final say on zoning changes, however. Still, officials will need to consider the commission's reasons for voting no.
It's a recommendation to council, so council can still do whatever they want, but they take the recommendation of PNZ into account. One of the questions I had in the P&Z meeting was what the reasoning for not approving the rezoning, and their discussion was more on the cost of the project, which is not P&Z's purview. So that's what council is going to have to take into account.
Following the hearing, the council will consider the first reading of an ordinance amendment adjusting the proposed Gulfview subdivision's zoning category. Quaker says the council will also look at a separate housing issue during the meeting. The council recently acquired a property at 1114 North Main Street, and they'll review bids from developers for that parcel.
So this property has been a little bit of a nuisance property for a number of years, and the city was going through what is called the 657A process, or the abandoned home process with it. Well, then it ended up going into a foreclosure. So the city contacted the bank, and we purchased the property from the bank rather than go through the entire legal process. And then now we're putting it out to bid. Expectations are that property will get torn down because it is in very poor shape, and then somebody will build on it.
Bids will be opened at today's meeting, and the winning bidder will be selected. In order for the sale to proceed, the council must hold the public hearing, which is tentatively scheduled for the May 13th council meeting. Quaker says he'll bring his proposals for city action on the community's downtown, and those are based on recommendations from the Iowa Economic Development Authority's Downtown Resource Center's visit back in November of last year.
The downtown design guide is part of the approval. Also part of this is we want to allocate funds so that we can start doing a larger downtown facade project and projects with going forward. Those are the main focuses of that. Also, we want to set funds aside to do a PR campaign for the city. And that'll also include wayfinding for signs. It'll be the branding for the city, all those good things.
The proposal includes a total appropriation of $315,000 from the local option sales tax fund to go towards the downtown. Around $250,000 will be split between two $100,000 demonstration projects and five $10,000 facade projects. The remaining $65,000 is devoted to marketing services, branding, and wayfinding in the city. Those figures are subject to council approval. Other items on today's agenda include the second reading of a city sign code amendment, an Arbor Day proclamation, adjustments to parking regulations on Main Street near Adams Elementary, and then an engineering services agreement for sanitary service to the planned Ziegler facility west of Carroll. Today's meeting is open to the public and will be live streamed via the city's YouTube channel. Again, that starts at 5:15 tonight. The agenda and links to the video are included with this story online. And just a quick note, residents and travelers in the gray area of Audubon County need to be made aware of a bridge replacement project that's soon to be taking place, causing a road north of town to be closed to through traffic. Starting today and lasting around 6 weeks, depending on weather, 110th Street between Goldfinch Avenue and Harrod Avenue outside of Gray will be closed to vehicle traffic. Travelers are encouraged to take the detour, which is County Road F-16 south of town, to avoid those construction delays. But again, that bridge replacement starts today and is expected to last 6 weeks. But it is going to be wrapping up your KCIM 6 o'clock news. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.
So supervisors will be back meeting today. They didn't have a meeting last week because there's no real major items on the agenda, right?
Yeah, they're heading into the final step of basically budget preparations. So they've got to approve that. Typically, deadlines for budgets are March 31st, but I believe the state legislature gave them a bit of an extension based on some issues with like getting school state supplemental aid done. And so it's been kind of a mess on the budget front, not to mention just some changes in terms of like the teacher pay things. And so when I know I'm talking about schools there, we're looking at the county, but the budget schedule is kind of consistent across cities, counties, and schools. So they've got a little bit of extra time on that end.
Yeah, so they're going to be talking about that this morning, though. But they will be back with their meeting at the Conservation Education Center.
Yeah,
so.
Yes.
All right, thanks, Nathan, for the news update. Once again, you can check out all your local news available anytime you want. And a little bit later on this morning, I believe about 10 o'clock this morning is when it will drop, a brand new podcast that I've been very proud to work on for the last month or so. Going to interview Carroll Police Chief Brad Burke. You can look for Must Know People. That's the new podcast. It'll be available as of 10 o'clock this morning. Go to 1380kcim.com and give it a listen to.